Station, the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana, the John Guillory Allstate Insurance Company of Eunice, Louisiana, and the Cajun French Music Association. Entertaining you tonight is Ellis Venicar and the Lacassine Playboys. And your host this evening is a musician. He has made many Cajun music instruments. He's an avid and active supporter of the CFMA, which is the Cajun French Music Association, Monsieur Larry Miller. So, y'all are ready? Let's give a warm Cajun welcome to Ellis Venicar and the Lacassine Playboys.
Fan, donkey dead, curry pot room. Julie Stoddy, bow man, put on Jerry Cullen down.
Bonsoir tous les amis, Cajun et Cajun, and welcome visitors. We're very happy to see you here tonight, and we hope that you made welcome in many ways. Ellis Venicar de la Lacassine, les Playboys de Lacassine. Comment ça va, soir? Bon, Mike, on va parler un petit peu, là.
Comment ça va? C'est des beaux chocs de Lacassine.
Beaux chocs de Lacassine. Okay, Ellis Venicar, comment vous en êtes après jouer?
Oh, près 69, je pense.
69, almost 70 years been playing fiddle, and it's quite a story behind the Venicar family. There are quite a few musicians. For a time, he joined the Ira Lejeune and the Lacassine Playboys because Ira Lejeune started the Lacassine Playboys, and of course, at one point, Ellis was the fiddler, and then later on. After Ira passed away, he had two brothers that was playing with you, Ivy.
And Milton,
then of course Ivy as well, and a nephew, Arcee.
That's right.
And then you had another brother playing music, but he He was playing mainly country music, but so yeah. And then you had a brother-in-law playing with you for a time too. So there was a time when they had a band with three brothers and a brother-in-law playing music. Okay, la prochaine chanson, la bouteille, the bottle. That's a recording by Cheryl Cormier Band, I think it is. It. Yeah. Okay, la bouteille, la chenille.
Say it, go, Jack. On the accordion, y'all.
La bouteille, it's a song about a guy who was drinking too much. A bottle made him do it. Maybe it's the other way around. Anyway. Okay. Ellis Vanacore and the Lacassine Playboys. By the way, Ellis's wife, Yuna, I think, is in the lobby. She's got some CDs over there. The recording, the first recording of Ellis Vanacore and the Lacassine Playboys as such. And sort of the redesign of Lacassine Playboys, and so they've got CDs in the lobby. Please stop by and support the musician and pick up one and enjoy it on the way home. All right. La prochaine chanson, c'est La Chatte Jolie Blonde. That's a very old song that I think the first time was one of the first recorders, Amédée Breaux, and he called it Ma Blonde Est Partie, but then later it was called Jolie Blonde. Anyway, and recorded by various people, even with Preston Manuel, with Varis Connor also did a recording on La Jolie Blonde. Let Her Go, Jolie Blonde. Jolie Blonde.
Jolie Blonde, Jack.
It's sometimes nicknamed the Cajun National Anthem, and so it's been a very popular song for a long, long time. All right, Ellis Vanacore in his mid-80s and still just absolutely full of energy. We're happy to see you here tonight and playing at the Liberty Theater. While we're on the Vanacores, let's talk about RC. RC?
You talk about full of energy. Wait till the young one gets here.
So,
the young one gets up here.
Wait till the young Vanacores come up. Then that's going to be we've got some coming up. Okay, Arce, coming a to ta prejuelo steel guitar.
Pa prejuelo 65 ans, je pense.
about 65 years on the steel guitar, and you play other instruments like rhythm as well?
Yeah, I played rhythm with Lawrence Walker when I was young, when I was about 17 years old. I played about a year with Lawrence Walker.
Very good. That's commendable. So you play with a lot of bands, and R.C. is one of the the top steel guitar players in Louisiana Cajun music for sure, and he's got a shotgun rider with it. They call him Little Man. His name is Michael. Well, hello, Mike. You want to come say hello?
Hello, Mike.
Mike, would you like to say hello?
Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. That. Hey, there you go. We did it. Very good. And I'm sure R.C. has played with probably maybe 80 to 100 bands in his lifetime. And also, while we're on the Vanticars, you have a brother here tonight, Milton. Milton, would you stand up, please? Where's Milton? Here he is. Milton still has a very high-pitched voice and can sing some real high-pitched songs. He's in his mid-90s and still working his garden.
It is his birthday next month.
Next month. And
95 years old.
Stand up again, Milton. Take another bow. Milton Vanticar, one of the famous Vanticar family members, have played music for a long time. Okay. The next song is a very popular song that's been played for a long time, Chat to Toot. And I think that was originally called Vasta Maribuleur. That was recorded by Cloma Bro Falcon, and it's been renamed to several other times. But let's do Chat to Toot. Joe's going to sing it. Joe's the only singer here tonight. Okay. Chat to Toot.
Thank you all very much.
Never a dull moment when Ellis Vanticar is around. Before we leave the Vanticar family, I think it's worthwhile knowing that one thing is noteworthy about, I think two of your brothers were involved in World War II in a significant way. Was it Milton and...
Milton and
Newt. And who?
Milton.
Yes, and the...
Newt,
okay. I didn't know him, but anyway. Yes, yes. Okay. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because during World War II, prior to the Normandy invasion, the D-Day invasion, there was a lot of preparation that went into it, and the Allies wanted some people who could be in France that would communicate with the local dialect of the Normandy Poitou-Chenault region right in the Normandy coast. And they discovered that the Louisiana Cajuns had an almost identical dialect to the people who were living in the Normandy area. And so they recruited, I forget how many Louisiana Cajuns, to be interpreters, and some were even dropped behind the enemy lines as special operations guys who could do sabotage and that kind of thing, and they had to mingle with the people. Some who came in at D-Day or shortly after were utilized as interpreters, and Brother Milton was one of the interpreters in French in such a way that the Germans could not tell that they weren't local French people. So we'd like to give Mr. Milton a big hand and a Vandekar family hand. Thank you for your service, Milton. Okay. All right, la prochaine chanson, c'est Everybody's Waltz. Pee Wee Broussard recording, huh? La Chalet, Everybody's Waltz.
Turn to when he sings that, Jack.
Dances, y'all. Thank y'all very much.
Very good. Well done. Well sung. Okay, we are live from the Liberty Theater in downtown Eunice and at the historic Liberty Theater that was built in 1924. And the program was started in July of 87. So we're almost 27 years old here at the Liberty Show. And so it is Saturday night, and you know what we do every Saturday night here at the Liberty. Okay, all right. And our chanson, the Kaplan Waltz. All right. That was an Ange Lejeune recording, and later recorded by Nathan Ephraim. Waltz. That's a bit of popular number.
See.
Okay. Monsieur Joe Turner. Comment ça va, Joe?
C'est bon, puis j'aime ça.
T'aimes ça, hein? Joe Turner, de, originellement de Maurice, Louisiane.
Maurice,
tu restes à Pombro, Asta? Tu restes à Pombro?
Yeah, Pombro.
Pombro. He lives in Broadbridge now. Originally from Maurice. Combien de années t'as après joué, Joe?
55 ans.
55 years playing rhythm and drums. Played drums for a long time and with about 125 bands, huh?
About.
Just about.
If they had 150, I'd have played with 150.
And the first time you played drums was with a famous musician named...
Aldous Roger.
Aldous Roger, wow. And he's And he's back playing with the Roger, with Al Roger now. So, okay, he's played with the Fatras and all kind of folks all around.
All kind of Fatras.
All kind of Fatras. Okay. But Joe's been, he's known as a primarily vocalist, but he's played drums a lot and rhythm and bass, and so all-around musician. He played two gigs today in Mamou, and now he's on his third doubleheader here tonight, so he's going to sleep good tonight, or Joe?
Et quoi?
Tu vas te reposer bien soir.
Ah, soir pour même.
Okay, mighty good. Okay, Joe, you're going to sing the next one. That's
Thank you.
You played in that area down there near where D.L. Menard is from, and Bado and the Aces. Did you ever play with them a little bit? Bado and the Aces, when D.L. Menard was with them, when they did Joe? Did you play with them a bit?
No.
Okay, not far from where they're from. Anyway, the famous back door. Allons jouer la porte en arrière.
Moi et ma belle, on avait des opales. T'as pas le ciel, elle donnait honky-tonk. La dame back à la maison. Le jour d'été, j'ai scassé. J'ai passé à la porte derrière. Après midi, mon été de village. Mais tout l'est comme plus marché. On est back à la maison. J'avais le compagnie, on est tronné. J'ai passé à la porte derrière. De changer mon idée. Pas écouter, me lever sur la tête. De l'eau d'âme, mon être pas du gré. Et passer dans la porte en arrière. Avec un ami qu'on avait l'argent. J'ai dit, puis alors il veut l'enfermer. Et dans le village, on me vit dans le cas. On va ramasser, j'ai parti dans la maison. Et passer dans la porte en arrière. Et yeah!
Thank you.
Back Door. One of the probably near the top of the most popular two steps that we did. You can most requested song. I would think so. Dale Menard made it famous, and a great story behind it. Okay. I think you guys are so energetic and having so much fun, we're just going to go through without a break. Huh? We'll just make announcements in between. You don't need a break. Okay, all right. The next song, Drunkard's Dream, and it was, I think it was Shorty LeBlanc, Varus Shorty LeBlanc, who recorded that, and when he was playing with Cleveland Crochet, Drunkard's Dream. Alors, il pète, lâchez-les.
The devil.
Drunkard's Dream. I wonder how that song got its name, but I guess if you listen to the lyrics, you'll figure it out, huh? Okay, we have a we have another guy here we haven't talked about. Name is Robert LaPointe, Robert LaPointe. Where are you from, Robert? Where do you live?
Iway, Louisiana.
Iway, Louisiana. Okay, right up there, right up the road. Iway, you see, Iway, LaBah. Iway, you see. Okay. And, of course, there's an Iota where I'm from, but that's not two different places. Iowa is near Lake Charles. Comment entend tu que tu joues le tambour? How many years? 32 years. Wow, well, that's 32 ans, okay. And you're only 35 years old, so, but anyway. Okay. Doing a great job, and we appreciate having you here tonight. Robert LaPointe. Robert LaPointe. Okay, and it makes it's kind of a special for this band to play the Lacassine special, being that you're the Lacassine Playboys. All right, it was first popularized by Ira Lejeune, the originator of the Lacassine Playboys. Lâchez-les, Lacassine Spécial.
tonnerre va bon nuit, et ben du boudoir, dans mes whips à terre, tout seul à la maison.
Two-step to moccasin. Folks, you might see a person out here working on the monitor. His name is Jerry DeVilliers. Jerry, would you raise your hand, please? Here he is. You may not realize it, but he's the guy that's been doing all of the television, the video and up there, and audio for almost 27 years. Hardly ever misses a Saturday night. Very consistently. We owe a debt of gratitude to Jerry for having recorded so many musicians here. Jerry DeVilliers. You never see him because he's an great harmonica player, by the way. He goes to Nashville every year and play harmonica with people up there. Harmonica convention, you know. Jerry DeVilliers.
You got a birthday in the crowd there, Larry.
Okay.
Mr. Maurice Foreman, 75 years old.
All right, Okay. All right.
I was
happy birthday. Merci bien. Okay. All right. La prochaine chanson, c'est Little Baby Again, Belton Richard. Bye-bye. Vous êtes bien, vous aussi. On n'est plus des bébés, non. Okay, lâchez-les, Little Baby Again. Is that, you want to go on to the next one? How about the Crowley two-step? All right. Two-step to Crowley.
Oh, yeah!
Beautifully played. Crowley Two-Step, a very popular two-step for a long, long time. Mr. Ellis was asking me if he thought we would take a break and make some announcements, and I said, no, we'll just go ahead and continue right on through if it was okay with him. And he said, so much the better. I came here to play. So that tells something about his energy and his love of music. So that says it all right there.
Well, Mr. Larry, while we're saying that, we're going to play another couple of songs. We'll bring Brother Milton up here.
Oh, very good. Sure. Okay. All right. First of all, let's say a couple of words about our accordion player, Mr. Austin Musso from Crowley, huh? Austin? All right. Do you speak a little French, Austin? Do you speak a little French? A little bit. Just enough to get in trouble, huh? Yeah, okay. How long have you been playing accordion, Austin? Since you were 13. 24 now, so about 21. Okay, all right. So about 8 years. You're doing very well for that length of time. And okay, do you come from a line of musicians? In your family? Not really. Just you. Okay. You're blazing a trail. Be sure to teach your children and your grandchildren how to play. Okay. Mr. Austin Musso, doing a good job.
Something about Austin Musso, y'all.
Okay.
He's a great little fella. He's a good guy. When our accordion player can't make it, like he can't make it tonight, well, he was working, so there he is taking his place, and he's doing a great job. Give him a big hand for that.
And you know what else, Ed Ellis?
Yes, sir.
You know what else? This younger generation's got to keep it going, so we've got to support him.
Oh.
You bet. Okay. Merci bien. La prochaine chanson, c'est le Saturday Night Waltz. C'est une chanson qui a été fait par it was named after the Evangeline Club in Ville Platte. Lisa Cormier, I think, in his band, the Sundown Playboys, first recorded that. Saturday Night Waltz. Evangeline Special, okay.
Thank you.
folks, I can't help but saying something about the scene we just saw. Here's a senior citizen playing fiddle and just egging on this young musician on the accordion. I thought that was a beautiful scene. That's something to Jerry, I'm glad you've got it on photograph, because that was quite a pretty picture with Ellis egging Mr. Marceau Austin on with his accordion. So, okay. All right. So that was Evangeline Special, and it was made popular by bands that were playing at the Evangeline Club in Ville Platte in Evangeline Parish. All right. Okay. The prochaine chanson, c'est le La Vase de Lac Charles, Lake Charles Waltz. And that was I think, first done by Dunis Terrio and Bobby Leger, and then played it, made it popular. So anyway, Lake Charles Waltz. I'm going by Mr. Vanikar's list, so we've got a substitute accordion player. Sometimes things don't quite work out like we expected, or whichever.
We're going to change that to La Fête
La Veuve. Let's do it. Okay. It's a nice waltz, and I think we'll all enjoy it. La Fête La Veuve. La Chalet.